Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Merit Industries, a professional employer organization for HR, payroll, benefits, and workers' comp. MeritResources.com. And the Creamer Law Firm for business, law, and estate planning. CreamerLaw.com. We get things done.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We've got 10 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Grateful, as always, that you are here with us on this Thursday afternoon. With us on the telephone is Matt Sinovic with Progress Iowa. And this caught our eye because this coming Saturday is something called the Working Families Summit. It happens in Ames. And I wanted to find out more about this, and Matt graciously said, yeah, I'll spend a little time with you talking about it. Matt, welcome to the News Hour. Grateful you're here.
Thanks for having me.
That's all right. So explain to us, what is the Working Families Summit that happens on Saturday morning?
Well, on Saturday in Ames on Iowa State University's campus, we will be, along with about three dozen other organizations, helping coordinate the first ever Working Families Summit. And what we're trying to do, and the purpose of the event, is to get working families and people who care about working family issues all across the state organized, educated, and motivated to take action this year during the presidential caucuses, and then really to stay involved in local politics and local government so that they can have their voices heard.
Go ahead. Now, when you say working families, can you define, what does that mean?
Sure. These are a lot of folks who are sometimes low-wage workers or middle-class families that might not be particularly in tune or attuned to political issues, but we think they ought to be. And there are a number of issues that directly impact the strength of our families economically that aren't always thought about as being connected with one another. And so we want to educate people about what are the issues that face working families. How can you take action to strengthen our families all across the state?
Matt Sinovic is our guest for a few minutes here. We're talking about the Working Families Summit on Saturday. Now, registration is closed, and that would tell us it's kind of a popular program. How can you give us a nutshell about what you have envisioned or what that agenda might be like?
Yeah, we've got some terrific presenters. We've got groups represented from local organizations, national groups. The keynote speaker is former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, who's consistently talked about issues that impact working and middle class families. And we had a terrific response. Than well over 500 people have registered. I think it's between 560 and 570. So we are going to have a great crowd on Saturday to get them educated and fired up and ready to take action.
Well, excellent. I hope to be able to see you. I know my friend Desmond Adams is going to be there. He's going to do a little meet and greet and visiting with folks that are there. And I wish that we would have known. You know, I wish this would have been on my radar earlier. Would have loved to have really dived into this. But hey, you didn't need our help. You got registration already closed out, and you're maxed to the numbers. And go ahead.
It's exciting because it's the first time this event has ever taken place. So we are thrilled by the interest. We think it's going to be a terrific event, and we're thrilled.
I look forward to seeing you on Saturday, Matt. Thanks so very much for spending some time with us.
Great, thank you.
All right, Matt Sinovic, ladies and gentlemen, from Progress Iowa, one of the groups that are putting on the Working Families Summit that takes place in Ames at Iowa State University on Saturday morning.